Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As I said at the beginning, we celebrate today our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe. And every time I hear that title, I start thinking to myself, well, you know, what examples of kingship do we have? Whether it's the figurehead royalty, the queen and her family in England, or whether it is the absolute despot, the one who lords over his power and just uses his people just to continue to enrich himself. Even in today's first reading, we hear David being made king. But we also have to remember this is the same king that decided that he would conspire to have his commander of his army killed so that he could take that commander's wife as his own. So even in King David, we don't see somebody that probably we should emulate, at least in that act. In our gospel reading for this day, celebrating Christ the King, we're presented with Luke's passion narrative. And so when we turn and look at this depiction of Jesus' passion, we see instead of a golden crown, he wears a crown of thorns. Instead of lavish clothing, he's stripped and has virtually nothing on. And instead of holding a royal scepter in his hands instead have nails driven through them. And yet, as one of the early writers in the church said, this is the image of Jesus ruling from the throne of the cross, Christ the King. We can say that because of what Jesus did on that cross and what victory he was able to win, the victory over sin and death. And so this is our King, the King of the universe, beginning his rule from the cross. In our second reading, the letter to the Colossians, there are several other things that are mentioned that can inspire us to call Jesus King. The first one is, in him were created all things in heaven and on earth. Every time we recite the creed that we will in a few moments, we say, through him all things were created. So from the Son of God came all of creation, and then he became one of us, Jesus the Christ. And so it is appropriate that he be King of the universe. He goes on to say that he is the head of the body, the church. Through our baptism, we have become members of Christ's body, the church. That is a special unity, just as united as all the parts of our own bodies are. That's the unity that we have, but it is led by Jesus Christ, its head. And so that's why he is known as King of the universe. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. So before Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, no member of the human family could enter heaven. The gates of heaven were slammed shut. But because he is the firstborn from the dead, he has now woken from that sleep. He has been raised from the dead, and he now rules in heaven. He has opened up the gates of heaven and extended to us at the moment of our baptism the gift of eternal life. And that's why he rules as King of the universe. Through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross. Our Lord and Savior turned the cross from an instrument of torture and execution to the sign of peace and reconciliation. This was the price that had to be paid so that we now could be known as sons and daughters of the living God, so that we could, for all eternity, reside in heaven with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is why he is known as the King of the universe. The passage that they had selected for today has an exchange between Jesus and the two criminals, one who was crucified on his right, the other on his left. One of the criminals, even from his cross, was insulting Jesus and using that title as king to mock him and jeer him, just as the soldiers and the rulers of the people were. But the other one recognized something, that Jesus was innocent. And he said to him, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," recognizing that Jesus is king. But what is this idea of remembering? Well, for a people that did not believe in an afterlife, the way to achieve immortality is for people to continue to tell the story of your life. This is the remembering that this man was asking of Jesus. Just remember me. Just tell that story. But Jesus, of course, says, "I won't just tell the story. I will give you the gift of eternal life, because today you will be with me in paradise." He goes way beyond that thief's expectations. He's given the gift of eternal life. And that's why Jesus is known as King of the universe. And so we are closing out the church's liturgical year. Next Sunday, we begin the next year with the first Sunday of Advent. And Advent, of course, part of it is remembering a time while we waited for the Messiah to be sent. And of course, his birth, and on through Lent and Easter and ordinary time. But the culmination of each year in the church's calendar is this celebration. Because of what Jesus did on that cross, because of what he offers to us all, he is the King of the universe. And one day we will all be welcomed into heaven to stand around the throne of the King and to praise him for all eternity as the King of the universe.